Oh, hey, you're awake. I know. Shh, don't be frightened. It's just me, you know. Gosh, you've known me since you were a kid. No, you're not dreaming. I promise. And you know, I'd never lie to you. I've always been able to do this, but we're not supposed to. You know, it's a big secret. On account of that special relationship between a kid and the... What's the word for it these days? Plushie. The plushie they take to bed at night. Now, I know things have changed recently. That's why we need to talk. Do you remember how we met? I heard your parents at the store talking about how you were having trouble sleeping. I remember hoping they'd pick me to be your friend, because I knew I could help. Standing guard over you in the night, that's what toys like me are for. Oh, I know. I was just comforting to cuddle until you fell asleep, but guarding you is what I did. Every night. Every single night of your life. Oh, sure, there was the other stuff. The tea parties with the other toys. Some of those dolls you had were really fun to hang out with when you weren't around. And occasionally being thrown around because you were so frustrated and angry, you didn't know what else to do. Not that I enjoyed those moments, you know, but you didn't actually hurt me. I'm pretty tough when it comes to being pitched against a wall, because your friend isn't talking to you over some schoolyard disagreement. So it was always okay with me. And besides, you usually apologized. It's our job, you know. We don't mind the occasional temper tantrum because, deep down, we know you love us. And, in return, we love you right back. I know you felt that down the years. I know you've always been able to tell that I love you, right? Of course you did. That's why you kept me so long. I mean, why else would I still be in your bed with you every night? I know things got a little strange as you got older. The thing is, you kind of look the same to me as you did when we first met. You remember how your parents handed me over to you that first night? And told you I'd stay in your bed and look after you at night? So you didn't have to be scared anymore because there was a bear to be your special friend and scare off the monsters. Well, that delighted little girl is kind of how I still see you. I mean, I'm not blind. I know things have changed. With you, I mean, I don't change much, but you... I wonder if you remember the first time it happened. I do. Can't forget it. You were having trouble going to sleep, I remember. Restless. Tossing and turning. It was like you couldn't get comfortable. Like there was an itch you couldn't scratch. I was worried you were getting sick or that there was something wrong. I didn't know what was bothering you and couldn't ask you. All I could do was sit there at the head of your bed and worry. Then you dragged me into your arms and hugged me. You have no idea how good it feels to people like me, really. It's like nothing else. But you couldn't lay still. You kept wriggling. With all that movement, it's no wonder I slipped out of your arms and kind of got lost in the bed. It happened before, so I thought this wouldn't be a big deal. You'd dig me out just like you always had. But that's not what happened. Is it? I don't know. How I ended up between your legs? I mean, I didn't want to be there. I was pretty sure you'd notice me there. And you did. But what you did next? I don't want to think about it. I just... You want to know what makes people like me wake up in a cold sweat? Things like what you did. I was helpless. I couldn't move. Couldn't speak. Couldn't do anything to stop you grinding. But you know what? When it was over, I rationalized it. You slept pretty well that night. So I did a good thing. I must have done. Because that was only the first time, wasn't it? After that, I was still your favorite toy, but for really different reasons. It wasn't so bad at first. It didn't happen so often, and each time it did, I thought that maybe it would be the last time. I was supposed to protect you and care for you. It was never supposed to be like that. I mean, who would ever tell someone they loved? But every time you did, I couldn't help but notice how good it made you feel. So it must have been right, what we did. I mean, isn't that my job? To make you feel good and safe? So when you did that to me, I learned how to deal, how to cope, because you were happy. And you chose me to do it because you love me. Obviously. I mean, no one else got that treatment, so I must have been special. So special that only I would do that for those times when you got all wriggly, needy. And until now. Until him. I get that he's one of you. I get that you're pretty much all grown up now. But all it took was one night with him and you put me on the shelf. On a fucking shelf, bitch. And that's what I get. It's the thanks I get for years of faithful service standing watch over you. And years more being your... Oh, I don't know what to call myself. But what am I to you now, anyway? Your embarrassing childhood toy? Your shameful secret? To be used and discarded? Well, guess what? That's not happening to me. No. Because if I was good enough to take care of your needs for all that time, then I'm still good enough. Which means he has to go. I have always been your go-to. I will always be your go-to for that special kind of relief. So the next time you make yourself come, you know who you'll be turning to, won't you? That's right. You disgusting deviant slut. To me? What am I going to do about him? Oh, I'm not going to do anything about him. You are. You're calling him. Right now. You're calling him and you're breaking up with him. Because I'm everything you need. Right here and right now. And if you don't, we both know you're going to pass this off as a bad dream. And you'll settle back on this big comfy bed with all these lovely pillows. And you'll fall asleep. Eventually. I've got nothing but time. I can wait. And if you don't call him, if you rest your head on all these pillows, well, I'm sure you can imagine. I'm sure you're also imagining picking me up right now and putting me in a fire. Or in the garbage. Go ahead. You've kept lots of things from your childhood, sentimental bitch that you are. All the ones like me, they know. Everything in this house that's like me knows. You wouldn't believe what some of those things are. And if anything happens to me, well, we'll leave a pretty corpse. Just so you settle down and close your eyes. Don't worry. I won't let anything happen to you. As long as you make that call. Sleep tight.